The theme to our segment, Racetracks Everywhere. We travel the nation catching up with race clubs to talk about their race meetings, their townships and their race days. And many cases in the last month or so, we're encountering lots of race clubs that race once a year but did not race last year due to the pandemic. So for many cases, they haven't raced in 2 years. We're about to talk about one such example. Young Race Club, Young Turf Club in southern New South Wales has a meeting coming up, and Stuart Maxwell from the club takes our call. How are you, Stuart?
I'm on top of the world, and thanks for your call today regarding our big meeting coming up this coming Saturday afternoon at the Toombang Racecourse.
So for those that don't know, just enlighten those exactly where Young is in, I think it's southern west New South Wales, the best way to describe it, or...?
We race in the southern districts, is what we know, and we're 2 hours from everywhere. We're 2 hours from Wagga, we're 2 hours from Canberra, we're 2 hours from Bathurst, and we're 3 hours from Dubbo. And, of course, we do source a lot of our horses, including Kerry Weir and the like, from around the Tumut Gundagai area, and some trainers also patronise us from Leeton. So in that area, we have a vast number of horses and trainers that do support our meetings each and every year. Unfortunately, last year wasn't the case.
Tell us about the racetrack itself. We're a racing-owned radio station. It's a lot of industry people eager to know. You're a turf club, obviously. Tell us about the track itself.
We are a turf club, that's correct. We've got a track that's been there for many, many years, and we share it with the Burrungong Picnic Race Club. We've got good facilities, stable areas, of course. The bar facilities are excellent. The track, a grass turf track, and it's been sown down to grasses for quite a number of years and is irrigated, and we race on a track that... certainly does feature some fast times. It's been known over the years. We have some world records cracked from time to time, but it's a fast track. It is a good safe track, and they come from far and wide to race on it. As we said, a grass track. 1,600 metres is the feature race on Saturday. It's a true tester of the horse and the jockey, and that will be the feature event, race six, on what will be a big seven race card at Young on Saturday afternoon.
So Burrungong, you mentioned them. I'm assuming they didn't race last year. Have they had their once a year, or is that still to come? Or
That'll come up this year in October, as was the case with another local club, and that's Harden in our immediate area. We support Harden. They support us for many, many years, and Harden will race this time. As you said and pointed out earlier, a lot of these clubs didn't race at all last year. Yass had their meeting earlier this year, and Borua raced a couple of weekends ago. So all these country tracks are getting back into it, both picnic race clubs and turf clubs, and we're very pleased to be part of it. But the Young Turf Club, in its entirety, has been around for around about 100 years. Originally, they raced at a little track called Burrungong just prior to and after the war, and they brought horses here from Cowra by train. So it has a lot of significance to it, and we're always pleased to explain it to people far and wide.
It's a strange name when you put it alongside sentences with information, because you say you're a very historic race club. So when we Google up Young Turf Club, the word young, of course, not apt to something that's so old. And in fact, sometimes you look at photos of committee members, it says young committee member. And I know sometimes you think, hang on a minute, he doesn't look that too young. But we're talking about the township of Young in southern New South Wales. They're finally racing, like many clubs that didn't race last year, 2 years since their meeting. So Stuart, do the township and region know you're racing? In some cases, managers and secretaries that speak to me say they're eager to go. Everyone can't wait. They haven't been to the races in 2 years. Others say they're not sure because they might have been forgotten. Is there anticipation, expectation about your meeting finally?
Well, there is great expectation. We are running free buses from town. The track's around about 4 kilometres from town, and we run free buses from around about 11:30. With the extension to a seven-race program on Saturday, we do start at 10 minutes past 12. Our feature race is race six, the Cup. It carries $11,000 in prize money. We've got some great town sponsors supporting our meetings, as always is the case. And our final race, race seven, will be around about 4:15. Plenty of local bookmakers and metropolitan bookmakers. And, of course, the TAB will be in attendance too for on-course betting. So there's something there for everybody at the Young Track on Saturday.
A lot of history with your race club. The Clarks were, of course, born in your town. Those riders, Darren Biedemann, not far away, I think Maringo it's called. But one of your great claim to fames, if anyone goes to a trivia night and they say, which township or region did the 1958 Melbourne Cup winner Baystone come from? It's Young. So there's a Melbourne Cup linked to Young.
It certainly is, and we'd had the Melbourne Cup here back in 2015 or 16, I think it was. Our committee members are, in fact, in possession of the first cup at Young that was run back those 100 years ago, and it was won by a horse called Blaney, B-L-A-N-N-Y, and, of course, as you pointed out, the Clark brothers, they had a sort of a slow start into the racing game. They were introduced to it by a chap called Dennis Rosen here at Young, and the Rosen family and Ronnie Steiner and the boys always on the lookout for some good young jockeys. They got those two fellows into it. They went down to Leighton Griffin, of course. Baden, of course, was the father of them, and we know what Timmy Clark's come to. And, of course, another young fellow that comes from Young, and no one realises this, is another up-and-coming young amateur jockey, not an amateur jockey, but a jockey, and that is a fellow called Tyler Schiller. And he's racing very well at the moment in the Sydney and the South Coast. So, yeah, we've got a couple of good jockeys coming out of Young over the years.
We're chatting to Stuart Maxwell. Young in New South Wales have their once-a-year meeting, haven't raced in 2 years because of last year's cancellation. Just away from racing, always like to mention reasons people can go to towns, and just in this era where betting takes pride of place and precedence most days and nights, it's always important to remind people these race clubs and towns are more than a name in a form guide. And Young is famous, and I'd like to know it's still famous for being the home of cherries in Australia. Is that right?
Well, I'll tell you what, we were one of the first in Australia. It may not be the biggest now, it may not be the genuine first, but we're right up there with the leaders as far as cherries were concerned. The Batnick family, the Jaspers, and many other families are still in production here at Young. The Halls, incidentally, they supply lots of cherries to Woolworths. The Batnick family, of course, here in Young, very, very big indeed, and a lot of other big growers. It was the biggest cherry capital in Australia. I think we've been beaten now, but we'll certainly be right up there with them, I would say, with our cherries throughout the season, which starts in early November and about Melbourne Cup Day and goes through to late December.
And you actually have a big cherry festival. So given you say the season starts in November, that's well and truly plenty of time. I'm assuming the festival, which is now, I'm looking on a website, I'm gathering it wasn't held last December, or had things improved that it was?
Oh, no, we didn't have it last year. We've been sort of on the fringe. We were sneaking a few things in and out. As you said, early December, the Cherry Festival brings a lot of people to town. Young, of course, is part of what we call the Hilltops region, and it encompasses Harden and Burraway, the Hilltops region of Young. Very good cherry-growing country, and also very, very good wine-growing country. So it's a little bit of the nectar. Well, certainly the place to come is Young as well. Grove Estates, which are a big producer of wine here in Young, are great supporters of the Young Turf Club.
Well, cherries, wines, and a great little race club that races once a year. Good luck with your race meeting. And, Stuart, thanks for having a chat to us. All the best going forward with your club.
Mate, thanks very much, and we appreciate the opportunity to let people know that our meeting is on this coming Saturday, and free buses for the first race at 12:05, and thanks again.
Terrific. Stuart Maxwell chatting to us from Young. You won't get a free bus here in Melbourne, but good luck to those in the region heading to that meeting at Young.